Bez Hashem, we continue with Shmir Saloshim from the Chavetz Chaim, Shin, number 14. The Chavetz Chaim now addresses the second complaint that the Yetzirah has to the person, that tells the person, don't get started learning the halachas of Shmir Saloshim, of proper speech. Don't learn the Musar of proper speech, because what will you accomplish? There's so many details, it's like emptying the ocean on the sand. What are you going to accomplish by taking a bucket of water out of the ocean? Absolutely nothing. To this, says the Chavetz Chaim, you know what to answer the Yetzirah? This is what you tell the Yetzirah back. You say, when it comes to Parnasa, if you see someone running to make a living, and someone says to him, what, you think you become a billionaire? You're not going to become a billionaire. So what are you running to go make a living? So he says, well, I still have to put food on the table. Even if I won't become the richest man in the world, I still have to put food on the table. I would definitely respond to the person, because I'm not going to become a billionaire. I should put my face in a bowl, put my hands in a bowl and bury myself and not try anything. Now this is in regards to Yoni Oilam Hazeh, which does not last forever. How much more so when it comes to Yoni HaNefesh, things that pertain to the soul. How much more so a person has to be careful. And because a person is not able to do everything to the T, and this is something that the Yetzirah attacks a person with all aspects of Yiddishkeit. And the Yetzirah is telling the person, you cannot accomplish everything 100%, and therefore don't get started. And now the Chavetz Chaim, he's specifically addressing Shmir HaSaloshim, but applies to all aspects of Yiddishkeit. The Yetzirah tells a person, it's an all or nothing deal. If you can't finish all the Shas, don't start Shas. You can't finish Mishnah Berurah, don't start Mishnah Berurah. You can't finish Hilchos Lashon Hara, you can't finish the Musar, don't even get started. It's really as a Medrash. There's a Medrash that says, you have two people that walk into a massive Oitzer Asfarm, a massive library Asfarm, and they have two different attitudes. One person says, I won't be able to learn all these Asfarm, and he walks out. And the second person says, I won't be able to learn all this Svarim one day, but I'll learn one page a day, 2 pages a day, 3 pages a day. And after the course of days and weeks and months and years, he does accomplish a tremendous amount. And this is what we have to remind ourselves. The Chavetz Chaim brings us Zayir HaKadosh. And the Zayir HaKadosh says, Shemi sheshoymer pivu l'shoynei, person guards his mouth and his tongue. Zoychi lislabish beruach HaKadosh, this person merits lislabish beruach HaKadosh, to wear Ruach HaKodesh. This person will be wearing this Kedusha of Ruach HaKodesh. What does this mean? We don't know what this means yet. But to be Lislabish by Ruach HaKodesh, to be wrapped with Ruach HaKodesh. For what? For a person who is careful of what he says. Furthermore, Maimer Chazal tells us that a person who is careful and watches what he says, this person is Leor Lenetzach Ba'or Hagonus, Shein Kol Malach Ubrio Yochu Lishar. A person who is careful of what he says and what he's listening to will have this light, this eternal light. Eternal light means it never ends. He'll have this Or Hagonus, this hidden light that Kosh Baruch Hu puts aside for Tzadikim. Who is this for? It's for you. It's for the person who is careful of what he says.